Jesus and the apostles foretold that true worship would be corrupted and lost.
Joining your boy today is another good friend of mine, someone who has been born and raised in this cult, just as I have. And I'm very excited to have on today, y'all, my boy Johnny.
What's good, bro? What's good? Well, you know, now I'm currently, 34 years old, but I was in it for like my whole child, from birth all the way till, I would say, I started to break off around like that 23 mark, 23 to like maybe, I was teeter-tottering, but then I fully got out and broke off like the next time I'm like 24. So starting from the age of 23, 24 all the way till now. So looking at about 10 years. Out that mess. So yeah.
What was your beginnings like? What brought you into the religion? Were you are you second generation? Like, was your parents brought into it? Talking about that.
My mother was raised in it, and then my father, his childhood, he was brought into it. I could say I'm like second generation of that part right there. From an early childhood standpoint, you really didn't know much. You ain't gonna be going from toddler to a little kid, 10 years old, you don't know, but you start, you just going with the flow, you know what I'm saying? You think that all church is the same, you know, this is part of life, so, but it didn't start hitting me until I got a little bit young. I was still young, but then I got older, so.
As a child, were you invested? Were you into the religion? Were you into everything that came with it?
No, I can't. Honestly, I can say that. Honestly, I wasn't. I remember, true story, my dad was working on a house project and all this stuff. And it was a Thursday night. And I was trying to hang out with my dad and his friends on this house project they were working on. And my mom was like, all right, time to get ready for the meeting. And I'm talking about this was at the age of like 12, 13, something like that, 12 years old. And I did not want to go. I wanted to stay home. I didn't feel like being there. I didn't want to go there. When I got older, when you so-called put a dedicate your baptism, they call it, your life to it. I tried, but I failed. I failed at it horribly. I was just fellowship about 2-3 times, guys. It just did not work. They were just like, just get out.
Well, you're not a good fit. Yeah. You're not a good fit. Oh my gosh, boy. So take me back there, right? So what would you say is what was the good parts?
The good part of it, the good part I would say is where the biblical teachings, how they break it down, that was the good part, because you got a good understanding of different people, events, characters of the ancient Bible teachings and all that. That was a good part. Another good part I would say was it was just one book, which is, it helped you with public speaking or speaking out on your own to sound more correct. So not talking like with slang, proper speaking, fluently reading and all that. So that was a good part. And then the other good part was
the theocratic part.
Yeah, gotcha. Everybody don't know, they still use the BE book, you know, how you do your talks with the pronunciation, tone, monotones, and all that stuff. So it helped you with, that was a good part. But then I would say the other last good part was it did make some of the guys grow up a lot, always faster and more mature. I ain't gonna do but so much out here in these streets. You know, we're gonna leave, but like, I'm gonna respect more women compared to dudes who've never been in church or a religion of Jehovah's Witnesses like that. Like, you, but for example, you would take dating more seriously.
Yeah.
Now, even though we stray away from that religion and that cult, but still, it's like, I'm not gonna be out here toying with my life, my time, and another female's time in life. So it matured us up, but that's the only good things about that in itself.
See, now that's gonna take us down another rabbit hole, right? So let's go down that hole real quick. Dating. Yeah. Okay, like dating and coming up in the religion was very, it's just different. It's just different for teenagers. Because like you just said, you take things a little bit more seriously. Now the thing is that it's a good thing, or it sounds like a good thing, right? Yeah. But then again, you're not as open-minded. You know what I'm saying? Like as you should be when you're dating and trying to get to know someone. You know what I mean? So I would definitely say the closed-mindedness is something that sticks out to me. But what would you say is something that stuck out to you when it came to like dating and coming up?
Well, it was too nosy. Because what, and I'll talk about everybody around this world. When adolescents, teenager, whoever likes a boy, girl meets boy, boy meets girl, they go hang out in the movies, whatever. Yeah. Or you turn 18, you turn, let's say 22, 23 years old, you or 30, and you be in your 30s right now, they gonna say, oh, you need a chaperone.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I need a chaperone? I'm a grown ass. I'm grown. I don't need it. Like, don't tell me.
Nobody has time for that, bro.
Exactly. Like ain't nobody. Then it's like, oh, you can't hold hands. You can't give her, a kiss. Oh, you give her a kiss. Oh, got to put you in the back room and they command and reprimand you and maybe put you on display. Like,
so you ever been in that situation?
Hell yeah, plenty of times.
Talk to me, dog.
See, okay. Female was around me a lot. You know how we grew up. Female was around, you know.
Yeah, you know shit. You know, I'm slight.
Yeah, that's how, you know, we used to run. You know, okay, yeah. But when you wanted to date or you wanted to talk to a girl, the people in that religion acted like as if, well, towards me, they were like, oh, he's a bad one. He's don't talk to him. He gonna try to get your daughter and try to hit it and haul tail or whatever case may be. Like, damn, I'm just trying to get to know her, try to chill with her. Now, if at least if we get to that point, we do, but I'm just trying, you know what I'm saying? Talk to the prettiest chick out there, you know what I'm saying? Like anybody would. But their mindset of that religion and dating, and then we start talking to other girls and see you walking around with them. These guys, they paint a picture to other people as you're stained. Mm-hmm. As you got a problem, like as if you know you're no good. And the only thing that we'd be good is to put on this fake facade of, let me raise my hand for every question and on in the Watchtower studies, or let me do
this. Look, every time. Look.
Like, I'm not doing that.
You gotta average 3 comments a meeting.
Exactly. The only ones I would say with the easiest answers, what's God's name? Jehovah, there you go. That's all you're gonna get.
Look, get your hand. Look, you had your hand up, confident as a motherfucker too. Looking like,
I know that.
This is it. This is the one. That's get that mic. Jehovah. What? Using what? Hey, nigga, what? Got my one comment in.
I'm good to go. Don't touch me.
I'm good to go. And I feel you, bro. When you had those moments, right, where I guess the brothers would come down on you, or you would kind of be labeled as like a pariah or like one of those bad ones, right? Yeah. When that happened, how would your peers How would they react towards you? How, like, what was their perspective? Because granted, we know the perspective of the higher ups and everything, but what was the perspective of your peers?
But see, okay, the peers, and I'm gonna break this down. The females was more intrigued. The females were more intrigued. They want to know. But but the I'm gonna break this down some more. And I'm gonna put, and I hope some witness boys my age or younger, or older than me, I dare you to come try to holler at me. We all see, y'all see this. You gonna fake act like you out in those streets. Oh, yeah. And but then you go to, because you gonna act fake like, because we all hung out, so you gonna act like that towards them girls. But you got to do it like me, that was saying, yo, I'm in these jinks. Oh, I don't really claim the religion, but my parents made me go. Y'all gonna hate on me for no reason, because deep down inside, you want to be me. You want to do what I do. You want to have no curfew. You want to have the car with the sound system in it. You want to go to certain parties or certain areas or whatever the case may be, and you know you ain't getting that. So it's like, so the peers, the girls were, oh, they were, you pick them dime a dozen. Because why? They wanted the bad boy image. But they really want somebody that's really doing it, though. And them witness boys, they what? They act like it. You know, you like, come on, bro. It's like, cause I have experience when dudes want to have a drink, and then you get it, and they say first sip, and they acting like they got dang on had 15 shots. You be like, what?
Like bro, what are you doing? That motherfucker yet.
You know exactly, what I'm saying? Exactly. Like, they acting like that, or you trying to, yeah. Or a fight break out. They all acting all scared and whatever. Like, dude, hang on. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, bro. But you want to act like it, but then you want to turn around. So it's like, so against me with them peers, the boys never really want to rock with me, except for the real ones. Today, that's not in it no more. They was like, in which we all knew, because it's a code. You could tell who was real. And who was fake? It was a whole code. It was a whole entire code. Like, yeah. You tell, oh yeah, he a fake one right there. You know what I'm saying? Because why? He acting like it. Then when girls come around, he would act like a thug and all hard. But then when we showed up, hey, now we showed up. They like, they all of a sudden, they're like, oh, we gotta go. Why y'all leave? Pull the right, we got to go.
That the main ones snitching out that motherfucker, goddamn. Got that, look, be the main ones out that motherfucker about to tell everything.
Yes.
No, I know exactly what you mean.
I mean, other than that, though, I mean, the peers were straight. I mean, they were pretty cool, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you had the ones that, you know, so they knew who to come around. They knew the ones that the rock, and you knew who to chill with, who not to chill with. So,
and see, and, now. My bad. See, look, I'm going to stop you right there, my nigga. Because, so the code, right? And, like, knowing who to hang with and who not to hang with. So, for people that are listening and watching this and don't know nothing about the religion, we got to tell them what that shit looked like. You know what I'm saying? We got to tell them what that code was like and how you knew somebody was down, in a sense. And when we mean by down, we're gonna use the definition that they knew that this shit wasn't all the way. You know what I'm saying? Like they understood that there were questions and critical thinking that was needed for this. You know what I'm saying? Well, for about this religion and so forth. So so let's give them a glimpse of what that looked like, right? So how would you know somebody was down?
How you would know is, okay, and I'm gonna use me and you how we rock.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's the code.
We go back.
Yeah, but that's the code we had. It was nothing that you had to show off or show out, and as well as, or especially with. I'm gonna use the guys right now. It was nothing that you tried to imitate. Or you try to put on this show. You knew that was the code. Like you was used to the environment. Like let's say like for example, like let's say a kid walking down the street that was raised in the projects, And he always heard gunshots all his life and police firings and all that stuff coming down the street. But then you take a dude from Bel Air, put him in the project, he wanna act hard, and he's worried about police flying down the street and gunshots, whatever. You can tell, like, okay, I know you're watching that code is watching body language, how they acting and they carry themselves. And then if you get more depth into it, you, for example, let's go hang out. And nothing, ain't gonna use some club or nothing like that. We're gonna use going to an HBCU game. Let me see you in a regular environment like that first. Are you so impressed with all the girls around? Are you gung-ho about trying to get with some girls? Because most niggas, you know what I'm saying, they like, I'm just chilling. If I meet a girl, I meet a girl. If I don't, I don't. You can tell that's that code. You know what I'm saying? That's that code here. Something that is really, the code is something that they haven't experienced, something that we used to seeing or doing every freaking weekend or every time we hang out or get a little chill out or do something.
It's almost like they were a narc. You know what I'm saying? Like they the ops. Like, you know what I mean? Like you felt like you just got those vibes. That's the best way I could kind of put it.
Exactly.
For anybody who might not know, like you they just felt really narky.
And exactly.
You couldn't do much around them. And on the flip side of that, to kind of end leading into my next question, how was it with your outside peers or your worldly peers?
The crazy thing is, actually, that was the easiest. Because they had a wider mindset. They didn't see religion. They didn't see a cult. They didn't see nothing. They just saw you. So you and I had plenty of homeboys and homegirls that was like, oh yeah, yo, I'm a Jehovah's Witness, or I grew up Jehovah's Witness, whatever. And they would be more shocked and be like, oh snap, yo, my mom's one, or my dad, or my grandmother's one. Oh yeah, yeah. So it's nothing that they ain't used to seeing. They don't. You could be a Muslim. You could be a Buddhist. Whatever. They don't care. Mm-hmm. But to that religion of Jehovah's Witness, they gonna say, oh no, can't be around that, can't do that.
Look, either you're down or you're down,
that's it.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's the best way I can put it.
And then, but the crazy part about it was, to the in my, I say the real people I hung out with that wasn't witnesses, like I say, they were called worldly, whatever, quote unquote, they'd be like, shoot, I come with you. I come to your kingdom hall, man, your synagogue, whatever you want to call it. I come there and sit with you. Shoot, yeah, yeah. Then they'll say, man, they got some bad girls up in that church.
Look. Boy. You're like, y'all come here every Sunday?
Be like,
yeah. Monday and Wednesday? Yeah. Like, I know what you mean, but go ahead, my bad.
Nah, you good right now. But just, that's how it was. But like, you know. The worldly people, I don't know what's that worldly, but I don't call them worldly at all. I don't use their terminology, but the people that's not that in that religion, they don't care. They give zero fucks. Long as you ain't no person that's like, I wish the devil. You'd be like, all right, yeah, that you if you ain't doing that, you can care less. Which I ain't gonna lie. You said something like that to me, I'd be like, I might just pick up a watchtower and be like, yeah, here you go, bro. You might need this more than me. I'm gonna go ahead and walk this way.
look, that'll be grounds for me to go to the elders and be like, hey, you might need to look at Timmy. Because this motherfucker here, nigga, this man is obsessed with the devil.
Exactly.
So. I know what you mean, though. All right, so your worldly friends, you had your witness friends, you know what I'm saying? We came up through the dating aspect of being teens. So all of that going on, right? How was your transition into adulthood?
You know what? It made me better, because it made you see who your real friends are, who are gonna have your back or support, as well as it opened up my mindset to accept any and everybody for who they are, what they are, you know what I'm saying, what they do. Like, you know, I met like girls that dance on a pole. Okay, so what? Holla at you, still a good person. Just because you dance for money don't mean something. Okay, all right. You know, hung out with drug dealers, it doesn't matter. So it helped me see a lot better, like, and it made me focus, it made me realize what that religion tried to hold from you and tried to transition your mind to think negative all the time about any and everybody that did not go with that religion.
Yeah, like you just, everybody isn't down with this. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Everybody don't fuck with this shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
Like
even when I was at school and they joked. But mm-hmm. when I got in my adulthood, when I grew up, I could take somebody that's trying to joke me. I could take a hit. All right, because it is funny. You know what I'm saying? Or help me get tougher skin. Like, I don't care. You can joke all. I don't care what you think about me. Like, so transitioning from that to the adulthood from that religion, it being teased about it or joked, whatever, or made a mockery, like, it made me grow up to say, like, I don't care what you think. I don't care how you feel. I could take a hit. I could take a joke. Like, because guess what? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna give one right back to you.
That's interesting you bring that up, bro. Because I will say, out of the few pros of growing up as a witness, that is one of them, right? Because yeah. you develop a little bit of thick skin in a sense, right? From the outside world.
Yeah.
From that being very specific when I say that, but from the outside world, you don't necessarily have that thick skin internally, you know what I mean, when it comes to the elders, all that shit like that, right? You know, because there's this fear that's instilled in you. But I feel like that when it comes to the outside world, there's really nothing you can say to a witness that's really gonna fuck with them. You know what I'm saying? Because we get dogs sicked out on us. You know what I'm saying? With magazines, like, you know what I mean. So it's not much you can do. But yeah, my two cents. Sorry.
But nah, that's the whole thing. Yeah, like. People coming at us, cussing at us. Would y'all get out in the neighborhood? Or being slamming doors in our faces. Being ridiculed, whatever. So, I mean, yeah, like, it made you tougher, stronger. You know what I'm saying? I ain't knocking it, but I would tell you this, though. I mean, I had a few, two court cases one time back in the day when I was way younger, when they said, you know, hey, you know, when I had to, like, you know, to see who I was, and I looked at the judge and I told him, hey, I'm a joke with me. Hey, that got me out of that. Could that get me out of that?
Everybody watching this motherfucker, take notes, motherfucker. Take notes, goddammit. That's what you got to do.
If they know a little bit, use it. They use it.
I ain't mad at that. I actually have never used that card.
I use that card.
Now that I really think about that shit. I ain't never used that card. Like, I might. Actually, I've never used any card in court. As much as I've been in court, I don't think I've ever, like, tried to pull anything like that. But I probably should have, I'm sorry, judge, but I couldn't make the court case because I was out in field service that morning. And I just preach every day. And I just totally forgot. That I was supposed to be in court that day, sir. I'm so sorry.
That's it.
Dismissed. God damn it. You know what I mean? Hey, come on, I'll take that.
Come on, that court, Blaze.
Blazing up, nigga. With the watchtowers in the back. Take notes, yeah. Niggas. Take notes, motherfuckers. Take notes. I'm just saying. Hey.
The viewers that y'all, like, y'all seeing this, listening to it, I want y'all to actually use your mind. Use your own mindset. Don't tell, they can't tell you what to read, what to think, what to see, what to understand, like. Because when they tell you it, for example, they gonna tell you, don't look up, which is Google, or research the name or the religion Jehovah's Witnesses. But they'll say, but here's the kicker right here. They say, oh, don't Google that. But they'll say, if you want to know about us, go to our website. Sounds kind of tricky, right? Think about it. Why would they tell you don't go to a world broad brand of the truth, the real actual facts, when they'll say, nah, go to our website that we built, that we made up? Because if I had something like that myself, I'm gonna tell you what you only want to see, what you only need to see and hear. So I'm telling for y'all, y'all viewers out there, listen to their words that they use. Pay and I say, if you gotta pick up a dictionary, because they'll say, for example, oh, we recommend you to marry inside that religion. They will use that word recommend 1,500 times in a row, to where your mind gonna process a recommendation of saying you have to recommend, but you look up the word recommendation. They recommend, that's a possibility. It's a if, it's a pen, it's on your discretion. But see, they gonna use it 1,500 times in a row. Well, we recommend. Your brain gonna process it, you have to. And that religion is built on mind control. They gonna tell you what you need to see. They gonna tell you what you need to think, what you need to read. And they're going to say, don't look at it. And then they'll say, oh, no, don't look at the second page. Just look at the first page. But why not look at the second page, too? So, therefore, use your own judgment of mind. It's okay to think, you know what I'm saying? It's okay to judge, to second guess. Because, like my baby said, use your critical thinking. Looking at doctors. If one doctor all thought the same, will we be having the vaccine right now? No, we wouldn't, because everybody got to think differently. Everybody got to think in their own opinion. To what? To get the real info, to get the right information. But they focus on what they want you to see and do. So that, and it's built on manipulation. They use words and manipulate them. And the whole time, they get your mind to read it and think like that. And that's what? And they got you. And trust me, when I go at them like that, they don't want to talk to me. Look at other videos look at other YouTubes when people go out in service. And if y'all viewers out here look at the YouTube videos when them people questioning, giving Jordan a hard time, questioning about their teaching and all that. What they want to do? The first thing they want to do is run away, because that's why it's called exposure. And they want, and they would go back to their kingdom halls and put in their notes, do not go back to that house. Mm-hmm. Because why? Yeah. They're telling them, they're telling y'all, don't go to that house because he can expose us, so go around it so we won't get exposed. And they keep y'all in that mind. Gotta be smarter. Because just because if I put my hand in hot water, and if it ain't hot to me, and I tell you, hey, put your hand in hot water and it burns you, but I'm gonna say, hey, it ain't hot. Are you gonna keep your hand in hot water and keep your let's get burned, or you gonna pull out yourself saying, nah, I know what I feel. So I mean, I know what I think. And so don't let this, so that religion does that to people.
Very well said, man. I think that when you sum this all up, we were victims of mind control. You know what I'm saying? So who better to hear it from than people who actually been through it? Right, and I appreciate your transparency around this.
Yes, sir. Yeah, because you know I've been at back school by myself. I thought they brother Walker, what you want to talk about that damn thing?
Look, but nah, your transparency is helped someone somewhere today, and I appreciate it. I definitely want to be able to get you back. You know, hopefully get you and your old lady on someday. You know, whenever you all are good and comfortable for that, but definitely, bro, it was much appreciated having you on and everything. Anything you want to plug in, and any shout outs, anything like that?
Shit, I was want to shout out to my boy, Rome. You know what I'm saying, for the holding down with this podcast, this show. You know what I'm saying, it's very informational. So I appreciate it, and the shout out goes to you for putting me on, helping others and all that, and. I want to shout out to the people that all my boys that had left and doing their things outside that religion. I ain't gonna say no names because I don't know if they want to say it or not, but I'm gonna just give a shout out to them. They know who y'all are. That's actually having a good life, because how they tell you, oh, you lead a religion, your life can go downhill. Where my boy got cars, houses, beautiful marriages. Look, so
popping. Look, winning.
Come on, cuz. You see me, I'm about to hit the floor, goddamn. So yeah, you already know what time it is. I got me the baddest chick in the game, wearing my chain.
Hey, there you go. Yes, sir.
So big, you know, yeah, so I'll get a shout out. Oh, there's been no, I can't get a shout out, yo, to our old crew, how we used to do back in the day. You are in the four. That's it. The four. So
Nah, definitely shout out, man. And big shout outs to anybody who might be watching this that's stuck in.
Yeah.
If you stuck in there, I'm telling you that they make it seem as if that your life will crumble as soon as you walk out. But it's the complete opposite. And I know that you don't believe it. I know that it is something that you might not understand, or that you can't even fathom, but I'm telling you, it's nothing better.
Yeah, it is. And then for the ones who's watching it, later on, the next time I'm on the show, if I want to give y'all and get my contact info out, y'all want to hit me and ask me some personal questions and see who it is, whatever, by all means, I give you my Instagram junk, or I give you my number personally, because I ain't nobody, you know what I'm saying? Trust me. So, like, because y'all, we need encouragement. And I know that they're not going to encourage you. They're going to scare you. So, mm-hmm. It's a tactic that they use. So, but yeah, especially, so shout out to all the ones that's listening. Yeah, like, just do you. Be who you are.
Yes, sir. Hey, enough said, bro. Enough said. Once again, y'all, this has been your boy, Rome Jones. Shout out to our guest, Johnny. Appreciate you, brother.
Oh, love, baby.
All right. And until next time, y'all, to the many and to the few, embrace the book of you. We'll see you next time. Later.